With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, a devastating volcanic eruption in Guatemala has left dozens dead and hundreds injured. The eruption rained ash over rural sections of the country and sent people fleeing from their homes. Some who escaped reporting leaving families behind in the debris. ABC's Whit Johnson reports.
A violent eruption of Guatemala's Fuego volcano has resulted in at least 25 deaths this morning, including three children, at least 300 others injured, a five-mile stream of red-hot lava exceeding 700 degrees flowing through towns there, black smoke and ash raining down everywhere in this catastrophic crisis. So far, more than 3,000 people have been evacuated.
Meanwhile, Congress returns to work today to face a White House, a House showdown over immigration, while Senate Republicans are trying to stop an all-out trade war after President Donald Trump's decision to impose tariffs on close U.S. allies. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's threatening to cancel the August recess as he fights Democratic opposition to Republican priorities. It's a show of busy work ahead in the midterm elections this fall. When President Donald Trump was candidate Donald Trump, he said he would send troops to Chicago to fight the gang violence there. A professor wants him to fulfill his promise. DePaul University professor Jason Hill says that despite the dropping of gun violence, Chicago's gangs are terrorizing the city's residents. He says his students share some of their stories.
They are waging terrorism on these cities.
He says President Donald Trump won votes on saying that he would use his abilities as commander-in-chief to stop the gun violence, and now he should follow through.
It's really a form of domestic terrorism that is being unleashed on cities.
Chicago saw 36 people shot, 7 fatally, over the Memorial Day weekend, but that marks the 15th straight month of declines in shootings. Chicago's paid out more than $650 million in police misconduct cases over the past 15 years or so, and that expenditure is expected to increase yet even more. In recent months, a growing number of men who say that they were framed for murders they didn't commit or convicted on trumped-up drug charges have been seen their convictions overturned, and now they're suing the city. Attorneys predict, and city officials worry, that these new cases could cost the city tens of millions of more dollars. Governor Bruce Rauner is about to do something he hasn't done since taking office in 2015, signing a full state budget into law. The governor's office says Rauner will enact the new fiscal year 19 budget at a signing ceremony today in Chicago. The state did not have a budget for more than 2.5 years after Rauner became governor, and last year's budget was enacted over his veto. Even though the new spending plan spends last year's tax hike, it does not include reforms that Rauner's demanded. He calls the budget a step in the right direction. And one of the biggest examples of personalized medicine so far, a large study finds that genetic testing can reveal which women with early-stage breast cancer can safely skip chemotherapy. The study finds that most women with the most common form of breast cancer need only surgery and hormone therapy. Results are announced Sunday, and that's at the American Society of Clinical Oncology conference held in Chicago. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
Well, good morning.
Hello, I saw you, I know you, I knew you. I think I can remember your name.
How you doing, Greg?
Well rested.
A nice weekend.
Beautiful weekend.
We start the show off today with a little REM.
I think I thought you were someone else. Should we talk about the weather?
Gotta dance like Michael Stipe. It's almost like one of those
rhythmless.
Yeah, he almost looks like one of those, you know, big blowing dolls outside of car lots,
right,
you know?
Yeah. Not much rhythm, not much direction. All right, 629-7970, the phone number. 629-7970, the phone number. It is the Ray Lytle Morning Show. We are here. It was a 4-day week last week.
I had to work.
After a three-day weekend.
I had to work all week last week. I mean, didn't do the morning show, but well, you still they were had in to, session.
To, well, because they were trying Memorial to get a budget. Right. But then they finally get the budget.
Finally.
Thursday's when they got it.
Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
So did that mean a short Friday for
yes,
you?
Yes, it was a half day for me.
You were home Friday in the middle of the day.
Yeah, like 2 o'clock or so. It was nice to actually leave early instead of having to stick around until like 7 or 8 o'clock at night.
It wasn't dark when you got home, which was nice.
Right.
That's good.
It was a good weekend. Yeah.
A nice weekend of lounging.
We went to a rock show down in St. Louis.
Oh boy.
Stayed at never stayed at a hotel like this before. It was the Charles Knight Center. It's right there on Washington University campus.
That's a nice area.
Yeah, I was looking around for hotels, and everything close to the venue at the pageant was like $300 a night.
Oh man,
I'm like, this is ridiculous. So we found one that was on the university campus.
Mm-hmm.
That was much, much, much cheaper, and it, you know, literally about a mile from the venue, so getting Uber there was no problem. But yeah, it was a nice, relaxing weekend. Got to go to a rock show and come home, do yard work, and just
Which
lounge.
Which act did you see in St. Louis?
Went to go see Ween.
Ween. All right.
Yeah, if you remember that song, Pushing Little Daisies.
They're older.
Yeah, they haven't put anything new out in years. Yeah. So they're almost like one of those, like a touring hippie band of sorts.
That doesn't all the guys in their 50s playing rock music.
Right. It was a good show, though.
Yeah, good for you.
They played some deep cuts I haven't heard in a long time.
You've got a side of you that's such a hippie.
I'm not a hippie.
Yeah.
I'm not a hippie.
Yeah, you're a hippie.
I'm all about free
love. Did you protest
but
the government when you were there?
No, there were no protestations of government.
Throw your hands up. Tell the man that you're not going to take it anymore.
While wearing a flower dress.
Yeah.
Right.
It is the Real Out of Morning Show. Phone number 629-7970. Or you can text us. Text Lytle, LYTLE, space, and your message, and send it over to number 68255. With C's. Hold on.
Oh, sneezing. Sandy's done.
Okay. So this weekend I was working on...
I saw your post. What a frustration that is.
I've been mixing this audio 12 hours, chopping everything together, and I'll just tell you what it is. WQLZ is doing their 25th anniversary, or their 25th birthday, and there was a documentary I put together at their 20th, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I thought for the 25th, I would, of course, do the new years, all right? But I had to re-edit all of the old years to add new stuff and
kind of update it.
Yeah. So, and of course, I had to get a big new, there's a big new introduction and everything. So I got all my voice parts and I got my effects, I got everything going. So I started mixing it down. And I started going segment by segment, mixing it down, putting it together to make sure. And I had all of 93. I had the introduction, all of 93, all of 94. And I was pushing into 95. Done. I had had it. I had it sitting on my computer.
Right.
In my audio editing software.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday night, I was going to mix it down, but I'm a perfectionist, and I'm like, well, let me add this, this, and this to it tomorrow. So I went to sleep Saturday night.
Mm.
And then I was working on it yesterday, late morning, and it just locked up. Now, usually there's an automatic backup that it makes.
Yeah.
So it locked up, and I've never seen this before. It locked up. It wouldn't do anything. The whole computer's locked up. I had no choice but to shut everything down. And then I brought it back up, and I tried to load one of the backups, and backup was just a corrupt mess.
Oh, no.
Greg. 12 hours.
Everything. Now, you didn't lose your temper and start punching stuff, did you?
It's, you know what I did? This is, and this is, maybe it's a sign of getting older. Here's, this is what I did. And I was thinking about this, and this is why I'm bringing it up. It's June 4th. Today's June 4th.
Right.
This isn't due until July.
Sure, sure.
But I started early.
Yeah.
So it sucked.
Right.
And I was angry that it happened.
Mm-hmm.
But what I did is I got away from it for a while. I was angry. I got away from it. I was like, oh, very upset. Didn't want to punch anything.
Yeah, because if you start punching your computer.
Yeah, no. I was very, I wanted to throw it into the yard.
I bet.
I didn't.
Good, good.
I took a deep breath, and I said, I've got no choice. I've got to do it all again. But in my head, I know what it sounds like because I've already produced it.
Right, right.
So I knew what it sounded like.
So you're trying to replicate
what it was supposed to sound like. So what I had to do is I had to go back and start re-recording and start re-editing everything that I had already done. But also I said, hey, now I'm going to be able to do it even better.
Sure, yeah.
So it was like, maybe it's just because I'm getting older.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I would have been younger, I would have been angry. But I started thinking about it. Why would I have been angry? Because I wouldn't have even started that until like July 12th.
So like the week before.
Yeah, when I was younger, I would have been starting like the week of trying to fit in 25 hours of stuff. Now I'm older. I've been working on this for the last 2 weeks. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, this has been something that I'm way ahead of schedule on. So I was like, I'm going to take a breath and I'm going to start over. And then, you know, before I went to bed, and I went to sleep late last night, but I was able to start mixing together the introduction, and I had already added new elements to it. So I've got a lot of hours before I'm ready to get back to where I was, but the patience and the lack of anger actually surprised me. Because it's when in the past, I think I would have gone crazy. You know what I mean? I would have gone, and there's my question. What have you done, this is for you and everybody, what have you done where in the past you know you would have erupted and had to have broken some, or killed something, or, you know, that you would have gone crazy over, you know? I know that I would have, something would have been up against the wall. When I was younger, I think I would have erupted, but I didn't this time. I even put a Facebook post. I put a Facebook post up, almost laughing about, you know what I mean, just about how my bad luck was. For example, Friday I went to get my hair cut. Oh my God! You can look at my hair now, and I know I got headphones on, but I was gonna wear a stocking cap to come in today.
And during a hot day, you're gonna wear a stocking.
Yeah, I got my hair cut. It was cut all kinds of bad. I had to go try to get it fixed. They tried their best. Funny. Yeah, I got a mess on my hands. So that happened. You know, there were a bunch of little things that had happened, but I just took a deep breath, and I said, "All right, screw it. We'll deal with it. We'll start all over again. Well, give me something that you've done that you know you would have erupted, or maybe something that where you did erupt." Something where it just seemed like the frustration and everything was going to get to you.
For me?
Yeah.
I think it's vehicle problems. Trouble with your car. 10 years ago, if I had, you know, like an alternator go out or something like that, oh my gosh, I would have been outside the car, kicking it, denting it up, just smashing it apart, just frustrated as all could be. But now it's like...
Roll down the window, take a deep breath, call a tow truck.
Yeah, figure out what's going on.
And wait.
And just wait.
And be patient.
And be patient. You know that, you know, I'm in a totally different place than I was 10 years ago, so it's not going to be the end of the world. Even 10 years ago, it wouldn't have been the end of the world.
Yeah.
But now I know the process and thinking it through and planning ahead.
And trying to be rational.
Yeah. I think with maturity comes better control of
patience,
one's emotions.
And, yeah. Good morning. You're on WMAY.
Yes. Hello, Ray. It's Sean Gotti.
Hi, Sean Gotti.
All right. Look, I've got a short temper when it comes to things like this. I'm telling you, it's this very, very short fuse. So there I was yesterday. No kidding. Here I was yesterday getting ready to fire up the Amazon TV Firebox.
All right. Yes.
And I got nothing. Well, what the hell? All right. So I'm already, the fuse is lit already. And my wife looks at me like, oh, here we go. So I go to the Firebox. Somehow it's become unplugged. I said, okay, I'm going to plug this back in. We ain't got no problem. Plug it back in, went to fire it up, I got nothing. I look at it again, well, now the firebox ain't plugged in. I yanked it out the bottom of the firebox. So I go to fire it up. I went to plug it in. I couldn't get the damn plug in the hole for 10 minutes. I went through the roof.
So you're saying you were so angry you couldn't plug it, it into the wall.
No, I had it plugged into the wall, but there's a mini USB that goes into the firebox itself. Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. I couldn't get that thing plugged in to save my life. I went through the roof. Fuse was lit. Detonation. Boom.
So you're screaming and complaining because you couldn't fit something into it.
You couldn't plug the mini USB in.
No.
Did you flip it around? Did you, like, you know?
No, I had it right. I looked at it 15 times.
I'm sure all he had to do was just take a breath.
Yeah.
You're right. That's
and
all relax. I did. My wife just...
And it would have gone right in.
And then I don't know if you have kids, but you bring over your 5-year-old, and they plug it right in with no problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, she probably could have. I ain't no doubt. I was through the roof, man. It's just something so simple, so ignorant. Yeah. And then there I was like an idiot.
So
that's
you're funny. Saying you erupted over an Amazon firebox.
Over a damn fire. But here you are. You got computer problems. You got your projects. And here I'm complaining about a damn firebox.
I'm telling you, as you get older, Sean, as you get older, you will find a way where stuff like that happens. You just take a deep breath. You take a breath.
Well, here I am, 33 years old. How much older do I have to
See,
get?
See, you're how old are you? You're
give it a couple more
33.
Years.
33?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're still young.
Give it a couple more years. Your temper will go by
the
wayside.
The funny thing here is after I blew up, I looked at Facebook, and there's Ray's post about his computer, and I thought I had problems.
And then you look a couple of days earlier, and he's freaking out about his haircut. And you're like, all right, you know what?
Oh, okay. Yeah, I saw that too, yeah.
At 33, I'd have probably left when I had my problem. Yeah. I probably would have went to the basement and gotten a bat, brought the bat up.
And it would have been the scene from Office Space.
Checked my stance, made sure I was properly set, and then swung.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beat the hell out of it.
But now I'm not 33, so I took a breath and took care of it.
I'm going to take your advice.
You will learn it.
Yeah.
I know. The Ray Light away.
Thank you, my friend.
You should
the Ray Light. Yes, because I have always been known as a man who makes
wonderful
tempered decisions. Thank you, Sean.
Just don't forget who you got that from.
Thank
I
you, my
cut.
Friend. The All Ray right, Light away. Well, that's what we're learning today, Greg. The Ray Light away. That's what everybody needs to learn.
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner will sign the budget passed last week by lawmakers today in Chicago. This will be the first budget enacted by the freshman governor after more than 2.5 years of a budget impasse and a budget enacted despite his veto last year. And public finance watchdogs say that the new Illinois state budget continues the practice that state lawmakers can't shake, assuming things that aren't guaranteed. Government finance watchdog Truth and Accounting Research Director Bill Bergman said the budget assumes the sale of the Thompson Center in Chicago.
They included it as a source of revenue last year, and it didn't sell, and now they're doing it again. In a general sense, we don't believe the sale of capital assets should ever be counted as revenue.
WirePoint's President Ted Dabrowski said that's just a continuation of the status quo. What makes it more unacceptable, Dabrowski said, is the plan spends the entirety of last summer's $5 billion tax increase.
They still had to use tricks like the Thompson Center account for pension savings that they may never get. And they're going to take, you know, you can call it steal, swipe, sweep, at least $600 million from other funds that have nothing to do with the budget.
Despite this, again, the governor is expected to sign it today in Chicago. For cities like Springfield, the budget giveth and the state budget taketh away. The budget approved by lawmakers that last week, it continues to cut into state funding for local governments, but not as much as the budget was implemented a year ago. Even so, it still means $600,000 less for Springfield than the city would have gotten if that line item were fully funded. Hundreds of District 186 students are now embarking on their futures after graduation ceremonies Saturday for the district's three public high schools. The district says 75% of graduates are planning to attend a 2- or 4-year college in the fall. A court has ruled that the motto, "In God We Trust" on money, doesn't amount to a religious endorsement, so it doesn't violate the U.S. Constitution. Chicago Daily Law Bulletin reports the findings by the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago comes in a lawsuit brought by self-declared Satanist Kenneth Mail. A lower court tossed the suit, and he appealed to restore it, but the 7th Circuit Court refused, describing the motto as an historical reminder of the nation's heritage. A trial is expected to start for a St. Louis man charged in the 2005 stabbing deaths of three people at a southwestern Illinois beauty salon. The Belleville News-Democrat reports that jury selection will begin today in St. Clair County. Samuel L. Johnson is charged with first-degree murder in the killings of 79-year-old Doris Fisher, 82-year-old Dorothy Bone, and a 62-year-old hairdresser named Michael Cooney in Belleville. Their bodies were found in Cooney's home-based salon. And a GoFundMe page has been started up for the family of the 17-year-old Springfield boy who drowned in Lake Springfield Friday afternoon at Madonia Park. The father of 17-year-old Michael Clouser thinks his son got a cramp while under the water and panicked. Clouser is being described as a kid who would help anyone. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
9629-7970, the phone number. That's 629-7970. That's CT Adams Pest Control Listener Contact Line. You'll need it to call into the show. You can also text us. The Morning Mafia messaging is available. That's Lytle, L-I-T-L-E, space, and your message. Send it over to number 68255. Any text, send them on over. We eventually see them. Like, I just saw the people who texted Friday and wanted to give Hero of the Week to Rod Blagojevich. Are you out of your...
What?
Are you out of your...
What?
GD mind.
They give any reason or
hero for Rod Blagojevich. Oh, it just said that
for making Trump look silly or what?
No, it says Democrats, Bill and Hillary Clinton, have committed far worse crimes. And they have served zero time. What the, listen, what does that have to do with him being hero of the week?
Just
because in your opinion, someone committed far more crimes. The guy still committed a crime.
Well, in
stop
too often,
finding excuses for a president you support. And listen, it's one thing to support Trump. It's something entirely different to absolve Rod Blagojevich of all his crimes. Stop being ridiculous. Okay.
It's sad to see Hero of the Week votes get used to be, you know, like
taking
jabs at somebody else.
At
or
nonsense.
A Hero of the Week's meant to be positive. It's an hour full of positivity.
Well, here's your choices. You want to talk about people on vacation with their smartphones, or you want to get today and Trump out of the way?
Oh, boy. Still kind of early. Which do you want more comments on?
I don't care. I'm fine. Either way.
Let's do the phones.
All right.
Let's do the phones.
When people go on vacation, you know me. I don't care.
You need to go on vacation.
I don't care.
Drive down to the, you know, like the Keys or something.
When you go on vacation, how many times do you look at your phone?
Too many times.
When you go on vacation, I mean, it would make sense that when you go on vacation, you just throw the phone to the side.
That should be what you do, yes.
But is that what we do?
No.
And I'm going to tell you, last time I went on vacation, it's been years. I never get to go on. I mean, I'm not complaining. I never get to go on vacation. But the last time I went, I drove down to Tampa, St. Pete. And it was wonderful. It was years ago, but The whole time I was driving, guess what my wife and daughter were doing?
On their phones.
Look at the phone.
On their phones. Not paying attention
to
you.
The whole time. They're on the phone.
You're giving beautiful sage advice about life and talking about stories from your past. And you look back and try to get a response from somebody. And they're like, huh?
Yeah.
The worst.
I had them just complaining about whatever I was listening to on the radio, I'm sure. They were watching. They were looking at the phones, having conversations with each other, just ignoring me. You know, doing what they always do. And then when we got down to the vacation, we stayed at this beautiful place, Greg. I mean, beautiful. And we go down in the beach. We're in the sand. I'm walking around. I look like a beached whale. I'm just wearing these little swim shorts. You know how gigantic I am. Good Lord. With no top on, I looked ridiculous. But I'm out in the sun. I'm enjoying myself, right? Next to me is my wife. The whole time, she's on the phone. The whole time. I don't even know how she got her screen bright enough to see it, but she's on the phone the whole time. My daughter comes down. She's on the phone the whole time. And I look over all the people in the beach. Guess what they're doing?
They're on their phones.
Looking on their phones.
They're not paying attention to the gulls. They're not looking at the possible dolphins out in the ocean.
I'm not trying to put myself on some kind of pedestal because there were times I looked at my phone.
Well, of course, Ray. I mean, you got to stay connected.
I mean, I stayed on Twitter the entire time. I was, you know.
You're tweeting your old vacation.
But not when I was out on the beach. I wasn't looking at the phone. So the question is, how many times does the average person use their phone on vacation? How many times does the average person check their phone?
Like per day, per vacation?
Day, how many times do you check your phone per day?
On vacation.
On vacation, all right? Good morning, you're on WMAY.
Well, I was at the ball game yesterday, and first thing, grand slam home run. I don't think 10% of the people even saw it.
Dude, I've noticed that. I watch, you know, if baseball's on in my house,
I don't think
I'm
quite get my understanding.
No.
Grandstand home run.
I know, but I'm telling you, I'm making a point. Every time I watch baseball all the time, and I look behind home plate, those are the best seats, right? Those are the best seats in the house. What'd you say? Best seats right behind home. How many people are on their phone while the game's going on? It's unbelievable.
Thank you.
So this guy says they hit a grand slam home run in the Cardinals. Yet nobody saw it.
Yeah. Everybody's taking selfies. There was a video, like 2 years ago or something, showed some teenage girls in the stands at a baseball game, and there's probably about 12 of them. They all had, like, corn dogs or Cheerios or something. They had their hats on, and they're all, like, taking selfies with each other and, like, framing the Cheerios all just in the right spot. And
it's I've seen.
You're not a flipping celebrity,
Here's what I've seen. I've seen they're taking cell phones.
Yeah.
Somebody hits a foul ball.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they're on the phone.
Yeah.
And they're getting clunked right in the head with a baseball.
No question. No
all
question.
I see that all the time. Put the phone down. Enjoy the game.
No kidding.
I'm going to a Sliders game soon. Trust me. When I go, I'm sure I'll look at my phone.
Yeah.
In between innings.
That concert I went to, I turned my phone off and left it in my pocket.
Well, yeah.
Everybody else, I'd say probably about, like that listener said, probably about 10% of the people were watching the concert through their phone, taking video, which is going to sound horrible. The sound's going to be crap on your phone video.
Well, yeah.
Taking photos, and the photo's going to be just garbage because you don't have a DSLR camera. You know, just sit back and enjoy life in reality.
Keep the memory without looking at it through the phone.
Right.
629-7970. All right. Average person checks their phone, Greg.
Okay. Per day. Well, does it have anything to compare it to? Like, you know, a typical work day, how many times you check your phone?
No, I don't have that. I wish I did have that thing.
Okay. But how many times a day does somebody check their phone while on vacation?
Okay, here we go. The average person will check their phone 80 times a day.
Holy cow.
On vacation. That's the average person.
Wow.
10% of people will check their phones over 300 times a day. I don't think I check my phone 300 times on a weekend.
That's crazy. You know what, though?
Do you check your phone that much? That's a lot.
It depends on where I'm at. Like, you know, if I'm running around the Capitol, I'm checking emails. I'm looking at messages with my team and making, you know, sending texts to, you know, lawmakers and trying to arrange interviews. So, yeah, I can see myself checking my phone at least 6 or 7 different times within the span of 5 minutes. You know, like putting it back in my pocket, bringing it back out. Okay, well, I just, you know, take a look, another look, look at Twitter. What's the latest? What's going on? At vacation, though. It sounds like people are trying to curb boredom by looking at their phone. You're on vacation. Go outside. Put
so
your phone
I'm,
away.
I'm going, but I'm going like just, I'm going with what you said. So you say 6 or 7 times every 5 minutes.
Depending on where I'm at.
All right. So let's do, that's what? Oh, boy. That's a lot of math here. All right. Hold on. 5 minutes. How many? 5 minutes into an hour is 20.
It's 12. So 12 times 24 is 288.
Okay, but let's put it down to what's realistic, which you're only awake for, you know, like 14 hours. So 14 hours a day times 12 times 7. That's the maximum, all right? That's the maximum. And that's saying that you're looking at your phone as much at home as you are when you're at work.
Jeez.
What does that number come out to?
1,100.
Does that make sense?
1,176 times. What, a week?
I'm looking at my phone. I don't know.
Does me using my phone calculator work?
I lost
work?
Track. All right.
Now let's just face it. We're addicted to our cell phones. Everybody's addicted to your cell phone, and you look at it way too much.
All right, hold on. Yeah, so even at the most, you will check your phone. Yeah, you'll check your phone a lot during the day. What are the things that people are most likely to use their phone for while on vacation?
Ordering pizza. Finding.
No, ordering pizza is not at the top of the list.
No.
No.
Come on.
They'll take a photo.
Oh.
That's the number one thing you do on vacation. You take a photo with your phone.
It's a phone. It's not a camera. Put the phone down.
You get directions.
Yeah, that works. Absolutely. Yeah.
Or you answer phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Who answers phone calls?
My wife.
With their phone. Come on.
My wife. When on vacation,
yeah,
she's on vacation. She's doing work from her office the whole vacation, all the time. It's unbelievable. She's not getting paid. She's just on there, you know, getting this person hired here and this person over. It's unbelievable. Responding to text messages.
Yeah.
See, now what kind of friends do you have? If you're on vacation, who's texting you? Right.
Hello?
Hello. Go ahead, man. You're on the air.
I was just giving a heads up. I just went from North Grand, and I just stopped past Shields. There's not a single stoplight on MacArthur that's working. They're all black.
All along MacArthur from where to where?
North Grand. And I'm just now getting ready to get on the highway. This is the first one that's working at the highway entrance.
Holy cow. So that's a long
so
stretch.
So you're on MacArthur from North Grand. You said there's not a single stoplight that's working.
They're all black. None of them work.
Oh,
so
wow.
Here in about 30 minutes, that's going to be a mess. If the city doesn't
so everybody's know, everybody's fixed. Just stopping? You got to
yeah, everything's a four-way
well,
stop.
Well, that's what you got to do. It turns into a four-way
yeah,
stop.
Yeah, I know.
Here in about 30 minutes, I'd be avoiding MacArthur altogether. Yeah.
I know that's what you're supposed to do.
Yikes.
Thank you, buddy.
Everything, yep.
All right, we better check on that. Yeah, I know that's what you're supposed to do.
Well, and that's typically whenever it's flashing yellow, you know?
Yeah.
But if it's just completely out.
So they're not even blinking. MacArthur, you guys heard that.
Yeah.
Stop all on. Why would that happen? Every. Well, that seems odd, right?
Yeah.
Every stoplight on MacArthur. from North Grand to Shields, the guy says, is not working. Because I don't think they're set up like that, are they? I guess that'd be a question for Mark Mahoney, but I don't. Yeah, I don't even think it's set up that way. Good morning. You're on WMY.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, Tim.
It's also along Stanford, like Stanford right by Hunt's right there, Casey's.
Yeah.
And he's right. They're not even flashing. It's just totally dark.
Wow.
So okay. If you're coming up there, if you're traveling even at the right speed, and you're looking at the light thinking, oh, I got a green light, because there are some of those lights you can't see till you get right up on them, and you're liable to run right into somebody. It's bad. They're not even flashing red like when they're out of power.
Seriously, and all of the the lights from MacArthur now
got,
in Stanford.
And looking at CWLP's outage map right now, they've got 3% of customers without power.
Yep.
So it looks and these areas that you're talking about are on their map.
Even when there's no power, they should have a battery that makes the flash.
On the lamps, right. Red. Yeah, on the stoplights, you would think.
They're not even flashing red.
Yeah,
they're not even flashing red. I almost rear-ended somebody.
Yikes.
Because I thought the lights were still green as I came up. I didn't see anything. I thought the light was green.
Yeah.
It's like over on North Grand and Monument, as you come up, you don't actually see the light till you get up on it. And then I noticed, oh, my God, these people are all stopped.
So, yeah, it looks like an outage started at about 5, and it had about 40 people affected. Now they've got over 2,000 customers affected.
They need to
get officers there and put stoplight signs out.
I'm sure they're on it. I'm sure they're on it. They're probably. I mean, now that their outage map's aware of it, then more than likely they're going to have. They're going to have law enforcement.
Everybody needs to be careful.
Well, Tim, I'm blaming the Russians.
No, I'm blaming liberal news.
Fake news.
Tim's blaming fake news. I'm blaming Russian hacking. Who are you blaming, Greg?
Squirrel. I'm blaming a squirrel.
Who's responsible for the lights being down?
I am blaming a squirrel.
The first guy who called is not wrong. He said a half hour from now it's going to be a mess. Yeah. It's going to be a mess.
So, yeah, they're looking at, and he's spot on. I mean, if you look at some of the outage areas, they've got right there by Shields. All the way up on Ash, there's an outage area. Further north, you've got... it doesn't really have much more further north than that, but there are a couple of scattered areas along Stanford that look like you've got, especially like south of Jerome, you've got outages.
If you're driving to work or wherever you're driving today, after you get to your location, give us a call. 629-7970.
Even on the west side, they've got some outages just along South Veterans. So, like, just north of Knights Action Park, it looks like they've got outages
It seems as if the city of Springfield's having some power problems this morning.
Yes. That seems to be the case.
I wonder what's going on. It is weird to have that. I mean, that's a big out from North Grand to 72? That's a huge outage, I think.
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, more than 3% of city water, light, and power customers are out of power this morning as crews seek to restore that electricity. Traffic signals along MacArthur and along Stanford are completely out, according to listener reports, meaning they're not even flashing at all. That means you'll have to treat each one of those intersections as a four-way stop. So again, if you approach an intersection and do not see the traffic lights working, you're to treat that intersection as a four-way stop. Again, along the southwest part of town, it appears there are more than 2,000 customers out of power, according to City Water, Light, and Power's outage map. Meanwhile, public finance watchdogs say Illinois' budget for the coming fiscal year, the governor's expected to sign today, doesn't set the state up for success down the road. Truth and Accounting Research Director Bill Bergman said the budget only balances based off assumptions that are not guarantees, including assumptions of revenue from increased investment returns.
That's a joke. You can't do that. You can't expect capital markets to give you higher than expected returns in the future because they just happen.
WirePoint's president Ted Dabrowski said there are other assumptions that, if not realized, will quickly destabilize the budget. He said one could be trends outside of the state's control, like a booming stock market and national economic upturn.
When all those things stop, when they slow down, the economy slows down, Illinois is going to see the impact of that much, much more greatly than other states will because of the bad decisions we've made.
Both said they expect there to be continued migration of Illinois taxpayers to other states. Governor Bruce Rauner expected to sign that budget today in Chicago. Illinois State Police have arrested a Wisconsin man in connection with multiple incidents where car windows were shattered by some unknown object as travelers along Interstate 74 near Champaign. A press release says 53-year-old Kevin Casey is suspected of similar incidents along interstate highways in other states to the east of Illinois as well. More details are expected to release today. Chicago firefighters facing charges after his 14-year-old daughter posted a picture of herself on Snapchat holding his assault-style rifle. The photo had a caption that read, "Don't worry, I won't shoot up Lane," a reference to Chicago high schools, one of Chicago's high schools. The firefighters accused of failing to secure that weapon from a minor and possessing a weapon resembling an assault-style weapon in the city. It was a huge turnout at Southwind Park Sunday for the third annual Cops and Bobbers fishing events. Over 100 kids showed up for that event, and another 100 or so competed in the third annual Kids Triathlon at Carasota's YMCA. And Illinois' cost of workers' compensation have grown every year since it was reformed in 2011. WMAY's Cole Lauterbach has more.
A study of workers' compensation claims by the nonprofit Workers' Compensation Research Institute shows the state's average cost to businesses rose by as much as 3% every year since 2011. They say medical payments, protections against loss, called indemnity, and administrative costs have all attributed to premiums going up every year. This makes employing a worker more expensive, regardless of how much they're paid. Ramona Tanabe with WCRI says more than half the workers' comp claims in Illinois involve an attorney, driving up costs and time off the job.
In Illinois, many claims are closed by settlement, and when they're settled, both sides hire an attorney.
Workers' compensation attorneys say the cost of lawyer involvement may be high, but it's low per incident and improving. I'm Cole Lauterbach.
We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
713. 629-7970, Tim, for Today in the Trump. All right, Greg, time for Today in Trump. Is everybody updated what's going on?
I'm pulling up his Twitter now.
he's already tweeted.
Yeah.
He's been tweeting.
Today's his 500th day in office. And we've accomplished a lot, he says.
501.
Many believe more than...
It's not his 500th day in office.
That's what he says.
It's his 501st.
Well, 30 minutes ago, he said, this is my 500th day in office. He says that many believe he's accomplished more than any presidents in their 500 days. Massive tax and regulation cuts, military and vets, lower crime and illegal immigration, stronger borders, judgeships, best economy and jobs ever, and much more. Dot, dot, dot.
I'm just saying, there's a Twitter thing that I follow that they have actually counted the days he's been in office. You know, as a joke, it's like days in hell, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And it was 501 earlier. So that's why we could do the math, but I don't think it's as 500. I mean, unless that other thing is wrong.
So what, January 21st?
When the inauguration was,
yeah,
to now is 501 days. Just because, I mean, I'm just going based on this thing, but it started right at the inauguration, and it's just been, and all it is it just adds up. It's a stupid computer program, and I saw it was 501. That's why I brought it up.
Okay, hold on.
The other on. Today.
Okay, so no. It was January 20th. It's 500 days today. January 20th, 2017.
I don't know. Maybe the stupid computer's wrong. I don't know. But I'm telling you, it's 501 days is what I saw earlier.
Oh, it's 500 days.
Which is a completely different tweet, but
Either way, I mean, that's apples and oranges. We're really being nitpicky here. He's been in office for over 499 days. Now, let's just put it that way.
Okay. That's not even the main thing. Here's the main thing today. Right. I mean, listen, there's a lot of stuff. Rudy Giuliani yesterday said that Trump could murder someone and not be... did you see that? He was talking about...
He didn't say that explicitly.
Yeah, he was interviewed by Huffington Post, and he said...
Did he really say if he murders somebody...
He goes, it has nothing to do with him firing James Comey. He could have killed James Comey, and he's the president of the United States. He still can't...
Did he really say that? He's quoted saying that? That if he killed James Comey?
He wasn't... I mean, he was saying... It was just like I said, he goes, firing... He fired James Comey, but that's not... He goes, he could have shot James... Or killed James Comey, and it still wouldn't matter.
Did he really say that?
Yeah, he was talking about that you can't jail a sitting president. By the way, why are they even bringing this up? What do they think Mueller has on this man?
Well, there was a memo from, I believe, either early this year in January that has now been released for whatever reason. I think it may have been leaked. Gosh, you're right. He did say that. Giuliani, Trump couldn't be indicted even if he shot Comey.
Yeah. Incredible. I'm telling you.
But yeah, apparently there was a 20-page...
I'm not fake news. How dare you?
Apparently a 20-page memo was leaked indicating a former Trump lawyer saying, listen, the president can't be indicted on anything. He's the chief executive. He's the chief law enforcement. And you can't indict him for anything.
He said the most you could do is impeach. You can't indict a sitting president is what they're thinking. But it's like, why would they even come up? What do they think this man is guilty of that you would even suggest that? That's not the most important thing today, though. Here's the most important today in Trump thing. Why are we so concerned with Melania Trump? We don't know what's going on. You know what I mean?
She's the first lady.
Yep, I know, but...
Everybody's always obsessed with the first lady.
Well, they're counting down how many days it's been since they've seen her. People are convinced she's not living at the White House. There's all these horrible... She's not going... They made an announcement she's not going to the G7 or she's not going to Singapore. And I don't know. It seems kind of... Maybe I'm wrong. 629-7970. It seems kind of unseemly that we're paying so much attention to this. And I'm not saying we shouldn't pay attention, all right? But it does seem that we're focusing a little too much on that marriage. Does that make any sense or am I wrong? You know? We don't know what it is. We don't know. Maybe they're having problems. Is that any of our business? You know what I mean? Would it be any of think about it. Make it not about him. Make it about somebody else. Maybe somebody here, somebody you work with, is it your business what's going on in their life?
No.
So why
unless it starts impacting my, performance.
Exactly.
So, like if they bring their problems to work.
Is the president's marriage impacting us in society? Are we affected by it? 629-7970. This is a serious question. Do you care about Melania Trump and Barron, even if they're not living at the White House, is what some people are saying? Does it bother you? She hasn't done any public events and hasn't, she's found out her husband's slept with porn stars and playmates, and I mean,
well, that's all alleged.
Listen, I'm just giving you.
Hasn't been proven. It's all alleged.
But I'm saying, well, come on.
I'm just saying. It's all alleged.
She found out about. Maybe she's angry, or maybe she's got a sick relative, or maybe the kid's sick, or maybe she's sick. She just had surgery.
Right.
You know what I mean? Why do we care so much about what's going on? Good morning. You're on WBY.
Good morning, Ray.
How you doing? Well,
she is not your typical first lady, that's for sure. I mean, all the other ones, they're always trying to do stuff to make things better in the world, but she doesn't seem to do much at all. So I don't see that changing anytime soon.
Yeah, but I mean, does it matter that she's been missing for, there's there's, you know, everybody's reporting how she hasn't been in the public eye for 2 months or blah, blah, blah. I mean.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I mean, you know, give or take her. I mean, it really doesn't matter to me. I just, you know, she doesn't do much. So maybe she's not living at the White House. Maybe she's doing her own thing. Who knows? Yeah.
All right, buddy.
All right, Ray.
Good morning. Hello, you're on WBMI.
Good morning, Ray.
Hello.
You know, it affects me every day.
How does it affect you every day?
Because first thing in the morning when I wake up, I ask myself, so I wonder what the First Lady's up to. I think to myself, I wonder what the First Lady's up to. I don't know. It's just mind-boggling. You know?
So inquiring minds want to know.
You're being facetious.
I know.
Thank you.
No, I'm being dead serious about it. This stuff affects me. It really does, because you know what? If President Trump is unhappy, then I'm unhappy.
How do you know he's unhappy? Maybe he wants her the hell out of there. We don't know.
I don't know. I mean,
we don't know. Maybe
he's being indicted. I mean, he's possibly.
Listen, maybe they're separated and he wants it.
Well, you know, if he's unhappy, it's no wonder why he's going out with porn stars and stuff. I mean,
Thank you, sir. Nobody says he's going out with porn stars. There's no reports he's going out with porn stars now, is there?
I don't know. he's tweeting right now, though. He's tweeting right now.
Get ready.
4 minutes ago, we had repeal and replace done and the saving to our country of $1 trillion, except for one person. But it's getting done anyway.
What?
Apparently, this is a continuation from a tweet he had 47 minutes ago, but it just didn't send. So he's talking about, you know, since 500 days in office, or more than 499. Individual mandates gone and great. Less expensive plans will be announced this month. Drug prices coming down and rights to try, he says. Now, 2 minutes ago, he says, quote, "This is the best time ever to look for a job." And that's a quote from James Freeman of Wall Street Journal.
Hold on, I'm gonna start looking. Greg, are you gonna come on? Let's get our resume. Let's get on for a job. Let's get on Indeed.
Let's go take a look at some gerbs.
Anybody interested? President Trump says it's the best time ever to look for a job. Anybody? Anyone? I don't see the phones ringing. I don't see our phones ringing off the hook. But the president says it's the best time ever to look for a job. Well, there you go. He should know. He might be looking for one. We don't know. Maybe Melania's working. Do we know, Greg? Do we know Melania's not working? Maybe she's got a shift.
Maybe she got a modeling gig somewhere.
Maybe she's over at the Circle K. We don't know. She could be pouring coffee in the morning for all we know. We don't know. And should we care? I am serious when I say should we care. I'm not sure why the president's marriage is such a thing, or what that we are so. You know, the Obamas were and I like Obama, but my God, they were constantly throwing their marriage in our faces. Oh, I love my wife. Oh, blah, blah, blah. You know, we get it. You guys are in love. That's fine. The Clintons, they obviously weren't, you know.
Well, they had to come out and say, we love each other.
Yeah, Bill and Hillary.
To highlight how, you know, Hillary, he's not out sleeping around with
Hillary
interns.
Hillary was never there. All right? Remember when she moved to New York in the second half of that presidency? Do you remember that? Because she ended up becoming the senator from New York?
Mm-hmm. Right.
She wasn't sleeping at the White House. She was always gone. So, you know, and I get the Obamas, you know, like I said, they were thrown it over. Now we're back. Maybe they're having problems. Should it matter? And if they are, should it be our concerns? That's my question. 629-7970. Do you care? Do you care? If the Trumps are having problems, does it bother you? Are you somehow not going to vote for him because he's having marital issues? Or maybe somebody's sick? We don't know. There could be. Maybe she's sick. We just don't know. But it is strange that every day it's like, you know, Melania Trump still has not been seen for blah, blah, blah. 629-7970, the phone number. You can also text Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E, space, and your message. Text that over to number 68255. That's 68255. And that way your text will come right to us and we can read it. Very simple process, okay?
With news you can depend on, I'm Greg Bishop, News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. In the news, public finance watchdogs say Illinois' budget for the coming fiscal year, the governor's expected to sign in Chicago today, doesn't set the state up for success down the road. Truth in Accounting Research Director Bill Bergman said the budget only balances based off assumptions that are not guarantees, including assumptions on revenue from increased investment returns.
That's a joke. You can't do that. You can't expect capital markets to give you higher than expected returns in the future because they just happen.
WirePoint's President Ted Dabrowski said there are other assumptions that, if not realized, will quickly destabilize the budget. He said one could be trends outside of the state's control, like a booming stock market or national economic upturn.
When all those things stop, when they slow down, the economy slows down, Illinois is going to see the impact of that much, much more greatly than other states will because of the bad decisions we've made.
Both said they expect there to be continued migration of Illinois taxpayers to other states. For cities like Springfield, the state budget giveth and the state budget taketh away. The budget approved by lawmakers last week continues to cut into the state funding for local governments, but not by as much as the budget that was implemented a year ago. Even so, it still means $600,000 less for Springfield than the city would have gotten if that line item were fully funded. No matter the pay, it just costs more to employ someone here in Illinois. One of the cost drivers is workers' compensation insurance. A new report says Illinois is still rising. WMAY's Cole Lauterbach has more.
The Workers' Compensation Research Institute released its report on Illinois' workers' compensation claims for 2017. The institute found that costs to employers were higher than most of the other 17 states it's examining. In fact, costs in the state have risen every year since 2011 when laws were reformed. Ramona Tanabe with WCRI says a number of state mandates and higher lawyer involvement are two of the bigger cost drivers.
There is a higher weekly temporary disability benefit rate, a longer duration of temporary disability, and more frequent lump sum settlements.
Employers in Illinois spent more than $2 on workers' compensation premiums for every $100 in payroll costs. That report ranked them eighth highest in the nation and tops in the Midwest. I'm Cole Lauterbach.
Hundreds of District 186 students are now embarking on their futures after graduation ceremonies Saturday for the district's three public high schools. The district says 75% of the graduates are planning to attend a two- or four-year college in the fall. A GoFundMe page has been started for the family of a 17-year-old Springfield boy who drowned in Lake Springfield Friday afternoon at Madonia Park. The father of 17-year-old Michael Klausner thinks that his son got a cramp while under the water and panicked. Klausner is being described as a kid who would have helped anyone. And a court has ruled that the motto, "In God We Trust," on money doesn't amount to a religious endorsement, so it doesn't violate the U.S. Constitution. Chicago Daily Law Bulletin reports the findings by the 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago comes in a lawsuit brought by a self-declared Satanist, Kenneth Mayle. The lower court tossed the suit, and Mayle appealed to restore it, but the 7th Circuit Court refused, describing the motto as an historical reminder of the nation's heritage. We give you more than 40 local news updates every day with News Talk 94.7 and 970 WMAY. Depend on it.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.